We pray. Lord God, bless these moments in every heart. Amen. Last time I spoke to you about the words of a song that I heard, "Everything I do it for you." And at that time I emphasized the word "you." Today I'd like to talk about the word "everything." Can each of us really say, "Everything Jesus does, he does for me"? Can you say that? Do you believe it? Listen to the words of the Spirit in Romans 8. "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." All things. Now think about it for a minute. About the many different things that happen to you, to me, to the people around us, to the billions of people all over the world. Can you actually believe that everything being done is being done for you, for your good? Now that seems impossible. And yet it's what the Spirit says. He says that all things are working together, working hand in hand, for the good of God's children. And that's what you are. The word "all" leaves nothing out. But how can trillions, centillions of things that are happening at any given moment really be done for my good? What Jesus says of salvation, it's true also of this. In fact, the two things are tied together. For why else would God be making everything work together for our good if the ultimate purpose is not our eternal salvation? These are the words of Jesus. "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Are we going to measure God according to the puny standards of men? What can we really affect beyond the reach of our hands or beyond the sound of our voice? Nothing. However, the voice of God sounds everywhere and all at once. And his hands encompass the whole earth and the heaven and the heavens of heavens. At the same time, those hands can embrace the tiniest baby. And those fingers can easily juggle quarks and leptons. For with God, nothing will be impossible. So let us let God be God. So far exalted above the reasoning of our simple minds that we can't even begin to encompass the vastness of his being. You think the universe is big? God is able to spin it on the tip of his finger. Have you ever gone to the website called Visual Thesaurus? You type in a word, and in a window there appears that word, along with lines that are moving around, and at the end of each line there are other words. And then from each of these other words, there are other lines going out and other words appearing. And if you click on one of those other words, there are more lines that go out. Synonyms of the word. It's amazing. Now imagine that window and you're in the center of it. Lines are leading out from you and linking to other people and to other events around you. Then you click on one of those people or one of those events, and more lines start reaching out to more people and more events. And so it goes on and on until you're linked to people and events far beyond the horizon, far beyond your knowledge. So it is that God links together times and events and people throughout the world 5 years ago, if I had asked you, do you personally know anybody from China? You probably would have said no. But today you do. Was it an accident that brought Yanyi to ILC? Well, I think Professor Rhyme answered that question yesterday. The intricate and extensive plans of God are what brought her into contact with us. And we could even say the invention of the internet was so that God could make possible this link. And now she's here and she knows her Savior and has talked to others in China about him. Well, it's in the same intricate way that God has brought you into contact with Jesus Christ and to the knowledge of your forgiveness and your salvation. Perhaps if we could go out into space and look at the earth, seeing it through the eyes of God, we might be able to see a Googleplex of lines being weaved by his amazing hands, tying all things together for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Indeed, if it weren't that way, how in the world could the fullness of time have come about? But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. If it were not so, how could God have achieved predestination? Now let me read our text again and include the verse that follows. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Without divine weaving and interweaving of people, times, and events, this could never come about. But for now, let's depart from this macro view and get back to the micro view, back to you personally. Everything that Jesus does, he does for you, for your good. He who created electrons and protons is so involved in your little brief life here on earth that he is actively making sure that everything, events big and small, happy and sad, pleasing and painful, everything is being woven together to produce only good for you. We pray. Bless us, O Lord, so that we are anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we let our requests be made known to you. May your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hymn 532.
Me by thy own name.
sales in the lobby during events?
You cannot hear this.